Jennifer Colton here on the Odds and Ends program, AM 1360 KOHU. It's now 8:05 on Thursday, March 21st. On the menu for the Senior Center lunch today, that'll be at the Hermiston Harkinrider Senior Activity Center. They have hot roast beef sandwiches, potatoes and gravy, vegetables, and dessert. Hot roast beef sandwiches, potatoes and gravy, vegetable, and dessert at the Hermiston Senior Center. 567-3582 is that phone number if you need more information. Now I'd like to welcome into the studio with me this morning, we have Sharon Waldron with Good Shepherd Education Department. How are you?
I'm great this morning. I'm loving the sunshine.
The sunshine is great. We are so happy to have that back.
Yes.
And to be officially into spring now.
Yes. Not just the date, but the weather.
You know, like in January, I was feeling pretty good about having sun, and then February happened, so we're moving forward now. Winter's over. We're into spring.
Exactly.
We are in March, though, and that's kind of part of what you're talking about today.
Yes, it is. March is colorectal cancer month, so it's actually a good time to talk about it. It's not usually a typical topic of conversation.
It doesn't
but
just
it's
come
an important
up.
One. No, it never just comes up. But it's very important. A lot of people don't realize that it's the third most common cause of cancer in both men and women. And the other frightening statistic is that it is the third leading cause of cancer-related deaths. And that's often related to the fact that it gets picked up later.
Mm-hmm.
If you do screenings and it gets picked up early, it's got a much better survival rate. So the good news is the death rate's been dropping for several decades.
Mm-hmm.
But the bad news is that the rate for ages 55 and under is actually been increasing over the last decade. So they've made a few changes in screening recommendations as a result of that.
So does that also relate to those screenings, people younger than 55 not doing screenings as often as they should?
Yes, because the old recommendation was the cutoff was age 50. So now they're looking at lowering that to 45 for people with average risk, no history.
Mm-hmm.
So signs and symptoms can be really vague, or they can be really obvious. The vague symptoms are things like cramping or belly pain, which we know can be have multiple causes.
Mm-hmm.
Weakness and fatigue, unintended weight loss, the feeling that you need to have a bowel movement, but that feeling never passes even after you're able to go. Changes in bowel habits, such as diarrhea or constipation, the shape of your stool actually is changing as you go to the bathroom, and it's lasting for more than a few days. The real obvious symptoms are things like rectal bleeding with bright red blood, and then blood in the stool that can make it look really black and tarry. That's often when people go to the doctor. Those beginning symptoms, mm-hmm. they kind of rationally explain it to themselves that it could be this, it could be that, and they
right.
kind of wait for it to pass. So those are the symptoms to look out for.
Mm-hmm. And that's a wide range of symptoms.
Very wide range. And that's why, and I will say the people that worry a little bit more about their health tend to go in a little sooner. Those of us who kind of say, well, it's probably this, it's probably that, are often the ones that get diagnosed a lot later. So
mm-hmm. you said that screening recommendation has
yeah.
changed to now
yeah.
be 45.
Yes. So for people with average risk, the American Cancer Society is recommending starting regular screening at age 45. People who have, after that, people who have good health, life expectancy of more than 10 years, should continue with regular screenings right up till age 75. After that, they should consult with their provider on the need for further screening. And people over the age of 85 with average risk, and they've had clear screens, should no longer get regular screening.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other recommendation. So, but there are people that do have risk factors, and people with a strong family history of colorectal cancer or a history of polyps, personal history of colorectal cancer or polyps, personal history of inflammatory bowel disease. Those are things like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And a known family history of hereditary colorectal cancer syndromes. And these names are something else. Familial adenomatous polyposis and Lynch syndrome. And that's what's the other name for it. And a personal history of radiation to the abdomen or pelvic area for previous cancers. Those people need to be screened even more frequently than the regular recommendations. And those screening tests are as simple as stool-based tests. There's three different types. Those are kits that you take home, provide a sample, and you mail it off, and they give you the results. And then there's the visual exams that everybody knows about, the colonoscopy. There is also a CAT scan type colonoscopy, and there's a flexible sigmoidoscopy. And the colonoscopy is every 10 years if it's clear, and the other two are every 5 years. So you can discuss with your provider which one they recommend. So those are basically the screenings. And people who've the other thing I'd like people to know is right now, Good Shepherd has some fecal occult blood stool kits. Those are the ones you take home, and they're available at no cost through the education department right now. So they just need to call into our education department, and the number for that is 541-667-3509. And you can get more education about the kits. We will talk to you about how to collect the sample, and you can then drop it off in our lab. They have times available. And it's just a nice, easy way to get that screening out of the way. So, yeah.
And I think it is important for us to bring up and mention when we're talking about, you know, all of these, when you should get your screening and the risk factors, and the fact that all of these are before you have any symptoms.
Yes.
So you still, the recommendation is to go start doing these screenings at 45, even if you've never had any of those symptoms.
Exactly, exactly. And then usually with the colonoscopy, it's every 10 years, even especially if it's clear. If it shows anything, that's all going to change, and you'll be discussing follow-up with your provider. But for the average person, once every 10 years, probably, as most people will tell you, the prep's the toughest part of the whole process. But other than that, the procedure itself is you're sedated, it's done, and you go home, and it's just a few-hour procedure and over and done, and you don't have to worry about it for another 10 years. So that's the good thing about those ones.
There has to be some good thing, right?
Yes, there does. So, yeah. So, and then anybody with the histories and stuff, you really need to be talking to your provider. And letting them know what your family history is. They will look at your history as well, and they'll decide with you what kinds of screenings need to be done and how often. So it's really good to bring this up, especially if you know your family history.
So do you know any information about how common this is in our local area? I mean, obviously we're looking at some pretty important statistics nationwide about how big of an issue this is.
I do know our statistics are very similar to the national statistics. We have, several years ago, actually, there was a big push and campaign, and we actually had three people from Umatilla County that were involved in that, that had been colorectal cancer survivors. So we know that the rate is equal to the national rate. And that's literally one out of 22 men can develop colorectal cancer, and one out of 24 women will develop colorectal cancer. So when you look at the size of our population, which is 70,000 plus, that, you know what our risk is. So,
And this is, you know, not one of those cancers that gets talked about a lot. People try to avoid the subject.
Yes. And there are certain dietary recommendations that help prevent development of colorectal cancer. And I'm sure people get tired of hearing eating lots of vegetables, but green leafy vegetables, cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, They know that eating those that kind of a diet really does reduce your risk. You're more at risk with processed foods, lots of red meats, things like that. So again, embrace those vegetables.
And remember, you can eat those as like cauliflower tots.
Yes.
Look up the Food Hero recipe, even if you're an adult, not a kid.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be, you know, just solid cauliflower.
Yes. And one of the things in our community is Angie at OSU Extension Office is doing lots of different cooking classes for people who are eligible for SNAP, for WIC parents. And they're teaching them how to do a lot of different vegetable recipes. And so they do have them available as well for those of us who don't fit those categories. She's more than willing to share that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can tell you from experience that some of the recipes are pretty good.
Yes.
Even if you wouldn't expect it, you look at that recipe list and you go, oh, do I have to? But then you try it and you're like, oh, I can handle this.
Yes, exactly. And even Oprah's recommending cauliflower crust pizza. So yeah. There you go.
So all of these things that we can get those veggies in without having to feel like torture if you don't like the taste of them.
Exactly. You can disguise the taste. So
and yeah. Still get these benefits and definitely still go in and get these screenings. It's not your favorite one to talk about, but it's okay to talk about with your doctor.
Yep, exactly.
Or with the health department. Get a kit.
Yep.
So we have all of these steps to make it a little bit easier for the people that are like, I don't want to talk about that.
Exactly. So, again, we do have the kits available at the Good Shepherd Education Department. So, please feel free to call us. Again, the number is 541-667-3509. Mm-hmm. And we do have some events coming up.
I would expect nothing less.
Yes, of course. We do have a lunch and learn tomorrow. At noon with Dr. Alder, and he's going to be talking about sleep, the powerful healer. We've had him before, and he's exceptional. He's a great speaker. And then for those of you who are interested in our class series, we do have four new series starting up in May and extending throughout the summer, and we're doing another Matter of Balance class. We had one at the Harkenrider Center this winter. Of course, the weather wasn't too cooperative, but mm-hmm. we are finishing that class next week. We're starting another series on May 6th, and it'll be once a week for 8 weeks. And then we are starting our Living Well series again, Living Well with Chronic Conditions and Living Well with Diabetes and Living Well with Chronic Pain. And those are each of those series is once a week for 6 weeks. So, and all the leaders have received the training, and mm-hmm. We're getting more and more participants. It's been really exciting this year. So,
I think you had a few of those that were even full, didn't you?
Yes, we did. So it was really exciting. Our Matter of Balance class, we actually had to turn people away. So we're really excited. If you're at all interested in any of those, our brochure is coming out. But you can call the Education Department at 541-667-3509. You can register for the class as well as just get information. Mm-hmm. And all these classes do require pre-registration.
So even though, you know, most of these are free, you still have to get signed up first so you don't get turned away.
Exactly.
They have to know how many they're preparing for.
You've got it.
And let's give everybody that number one more time for the Education Department if they're interested in any of the stuff we've talked about.
Okay, it's 541-667-3509. And in addition to the classes I was talking about, we do have single classes on stress reduction, jump-starting weight loss, and the importance of sleep as well. Mm-hmm. So, and those, again, will all be in the brochure, but feel free to call us. We have those dates already.
And if you've never looked through one of those brochures, definitely do when this one comes out, because you'll find that there's a lot going on, and they're not always the classes that you would expect from an education department.
Yes, they're not. And we also offer babysitting classes. We do offer CPR classes for members of the public. So there's a lot of different classes that we offer.
So you'll probably be surprised, and you might find something that you want to sign up for. And it's a nice range, again, as you mentioned, that there are the one-time events, so maybe you only go for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Or you've got classes that meet every week for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So whatever fits. Range. Yep, whatever fits your schedule and your need.
That's right. So we try to meet everybody's needs. We do try to change the days we offer them as well. So especially the 1 hour classes, they'll be offered throughout the week and sometimes on a Saturday as well. So, because we're aware of the fact that there are a lot of people working out there as well. So.
People who look at the schedule and go, oh, I can't do a Tuesday.
Yes.
Why is it on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
So those do change. So if you can't do the one for this season, check back next season.
Exactly.
And call and get the information.
You've got it.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. We've covered a lot of information here.
Yes, we always seem to when we come for this. So we've got so much to share. So really
and
excited.
The Good Shepherd Education Department, of course, always has more information and more details on anything that we talk about. So you can just give them a phone call or stop in and get all your questions answered.
And we're pleased to help.
That will, though, wrap up the Odds and Ends program for today. We'll take a quick break and then turn it back over to the music for you here on AM 1360 KOHU.